Hi, welcome to NoffyCast. I'm Nancy Merriman, but my friends call me Noffy, and I'm your host for this official podcast of ourdolls.net. Well, everybody, welcome to NoffyCast episode number 22. In the new year, 2013, we're all back together again. All of us here, myself, Noffy Merriman.
Kirsten Larson.
Teresa Burke.
Our very special guest this episode is our very own Rebecca Montoya. Welcome, Rebecca.
Hi, I'm your very special ghost.
Yeah, you're a very special ghost.
You're not a ghost, you're a real person.
We should have had you for the Halloween episode, except there wasn't one.
Yay!
Well, I'm so glad you could join us, and you're going to make this a really special episode, so thanks
really?
For coming, Rebecca. Oh, yeah, definitely, definitely. Thanks for being here. We're actually, all of us right now are at the Larson's cabin. It's really cozy up here. And Kirsten is letting us be up here for this episode. So we all hiked up in the snow to get here.
Except
for Kirsten, who is already here, of course. So we've all come a long way, gathered together
here
finally.
I sure have.
And poor little Rebecca's freezing.
I came all the way from up in my rancho down to the cold of Antarctica.
It's not Antarctica.
Feels like it.
Maybe next time you should wear one of your ponchos.
They're called ponchos.
Oh, they look pretty warm.
Here, let me get you
a
blanket.
They are warm.
Take this blanket.
Yeah,
it'll help you warm up.
No need to be shivering.
Oh, thanks.
The Larsons know how to deal with this kind of weather. They live in it all their
lives.
Yeah, we do. We have.
So, that's it for this introduction. Moving on, we have a missing newsman. Paul's gone in the forest somewhere.
Anybody know
what happened to him?
We'll find out in the news.
Hi, I'm Paul Windmill, and I'm the operator for Pleasantville. I get to take everybody's calls, and I'm going to fill you guys in on what the latest news stories in Pleasantville and on the ourdolls.net website are.
Hello, everybody. Paul isn't here because he's out in the woods with Kaya and Speaking Rain. They're on a big winter hunt to get meat and furs and things to store them for the rest of the year, and so I'm Laura, and I'm going to be taking his place as the news person to let you know what's going on in town lately. And I only came home because Maymay came begging me to come and start the post office again. People weren't getting their news around because nobody was running the post office. And so I'm going to let you know what's going on. The first thing of news is there is a new building in Pleasantville. It's beautiful, it's amazing, and it's two stories tall. It is Crystal's new clothes boutique / Lisa's new apartment.
Wow.
Oh my.
Have you seen it, Teresa?
I have. It's quite refined.
What about, what do you think of it compared to your house? I mean, because your house was the other house that was like the big deal just a little while ago. So what do you think of this new one?
Well, my house is quite a bit bigger. But this new one, the architectural design is absolutely wonderful. And I think it will be a very nice place for the clothes boutique, especially with the window displaying objects for sale.
Yeah, it's a real pretty building. I haven't been inside, but it's so nice to go past it to the Grumpy Troll and know that it's not going to collapse.
Absolutely.
That's what I was always thinking about with the old building. Now, it's a sturdy building.
It's huge.
Yeah, it's pretty big, and Lisa's pretty excited to have a real house. The only problem is, only half of it's painted right now. So the lower half is painted, and so Crystal gets to have her clothes boutique, but she's being nice and letting Lisa rent the lower floor until the upper floor is painted. So Crystal can't start her clothes boutique yet. What do you think about that, Teresa?
Oh, well, Well, I think it's very generous of Crystal. And I'm sure Crystal will soon be opening up. I'm just waiting for that moment.
Is that really generous? Because she's charging Lisa rent for it.
Yeah. I bet it cost a bunch of bucks.
Well, whatever it is, it deserves to be a lot because it's such a fine building. Right. But I think if Crystal was being compassionate, she would have let Lisa live there. See, we're learning about compassion in proper school settings.
Oh, yeah, yeah. Okay.
So, Rebecca, the other thing I have here is some drama up at your house. What's going on? I mean, I've heard something about your older sister moving back to Mexico City, and then something about your papa and Mr. Velasquez are starting a business. What is this?
There's been a lot going on up in my house. You see, I know my really older sister, who's married and has one Antonio for kids. she wanted to move out of her house, which was a goat shed. Because she said the goat shed was stinky and she didn't want to live there no more. So she decided she was going to move in with my family and my mama and my papa. And we all live together in the big rancho while she lives in the goat shed. So she decided she wanted to move in with us and mama didn't want her to move in with us. So that's the drama.
So what's going to happen? Is she going to leave?
Well, she said if she doesn't get to move in with Mama, she's gonna move back to Mexico City. Oh. But see, what's happening now is Ana's outside the rancho right now because Mama won't let her inside. Because she's waiting for Papa to come home from the field so that she can talk to Papa about it and they can make an executive decision. But you see, Papa has started a new business with Tomas, and him and my papa have started a business where they exercise all the pets and animals in town. They exercise all of the animals of people in town who don't do enough and go outside and take them for walks and stuff.
Oh, so they take all they're like the new pet walkers.
Right, except they don't like saying that, so they take them out to the fields.
They just take them up to the fields. Because they're shepherds, right?
Yeah, they're doing the professional shepherding business.
Yeah.
Right.
So they're not walking them, like, on a leash. They're just letting them run free, basically.
Yeah, kind of. But they keep an eye on them up in the field.
Okay.
But the thing is I don't think Papa wants to come home and talk to Mama yet. So they've been up there forever, and everyone's getting mad that they don't have their pets back.
Oh, okay. Yeah, I was wondering what happened to Autumn. He's not around, which is kind of a good thing, because we're trying to record right now. But... So,
do they take chickens?
I think they take just about everything.
They didn't take our chickens.
Really?
No. We still have our chickens.
Oh, okay.
Rachel's got that little chickie called Prue.
Yeah.
And she doesn't take it on a walk. She just feeds it. The poor little thing stuck up in the barn. Not that it's a stuck up chicken. It's just stuck up in the barn.
Uh-huh.
With eating corn. What a life.
We're so happy about this new pet walking business because... we were all getting a little tired of walking Snowball, if you know what I mean.
Oh,
Snowball.
Yeah.
Snowball. Rebecca's dog, who's quite the handful, don't you know?
Oh, Snowball. Yeah, I've heard tales about how walking Snowball can be kind of a nightmare. Doesn't he try to escape whenever anybody takes him out?
Exactly.
Oh, man.
Yeah, I don't know what's going to happen.
What would you want to happen?
Well, I would say that I'm backing Mama because I did it out of compassion for proper school homework.
Okay, but what do you really think?
Yeah, what do you really think, Becca?
Britta.
Ooh, hi, Britta.
You're not on this podcast.
Hey, Britta, how you doing?
Hi. You can be a guest host another time. Right now it's Rebecca's turn for the spotlight.
Okay, well, yeah. I'm not really sure. Because Francisca wants Anna to move in, so I want to be like Francisca, so I want her to move in.
Okay, so you would rather that Anna moves in with you and the whole house is much, much, has many more people in it than have Anna move back to Mexico City.
Yeah, sure. She has all kinds of beauty remedies she lets me share.
Okay.
There's some proper school exams coming up. Are you excited about that?
Well, we're very nervous.
There's a lot of nerves going around us proper school students. We haven't had exams in years. So there's all of a flutter because we have some new students and levels, and it could all be completely changed up from the last time that we had proper school exams. So we have lots and lots and lots of things to practice on.
What do you have to practice? Like how to say please and thank you and, you know, use the napkin?
Oh, it's so much more than that. Well, though napkins are in it, there's special ways of folding them politely. But we're also, we each have very complicated recitations that we're going to have to say with feeling and emotion.
Recitations?
Yes.
Recitations.
Is that like a poem?
Yes.
Yes, oh, okay. They're poems, and each of us has a different one for our skill levels.
Mine is Escape at Bedtime.
Do you know it yet?
No. Oh, dear.
Oh, I was hoping somebody could recite something.
Mine, two years ago, was something about an egg and it being fried.
Yeah, but, I mean, you have to have yours memorized, like, pretty soon, right?
Oh, mine's better in summertime. I don't remember any more than that.
Okay. What's yours, Nan?
Something about pirate ships and pirates in a boat.
Okay.
Soaring through the
So
field.
Nobody yes. here has memorized their poem yet.
Actually, I don't know if we've even broached this on NaviCast, but there is a new character in Pleasantville.
Oh.
And she is going to be trying out at proper school for the beginning level, but who knows where she'll be put. Her name is Jili Xiang, and she's from China.
Oh yeah, that's right, I don't know.
Jili is really smart. She almost got Miss Pleasantville already at the county fair because she can cook really well, she can already sew really well, she can do really well at math, and she's got excellent performance skills. She can play the piano, and she can also recite poems very well.
Sounds like another cat I know.
Yes, she works at the Chinese restaurant, that's why she's very good at cooking.
Okay, so, well, we should have her on sometime, right?
Yes.
Definitely.
To welcome her to Pleasantville. She hasn't officially come to Pleasantville till she's been on NaviCast.
Isn't that right?
So maybe our guest host next time could be Jili. What do you think?
Let's do that. If anyone has any questions for Jili, they should email us for the next
episode. Gosh, you're already talking about the next guest
No,
host.
We're very happy to
we
have
like
you
to
here,
plan
Rebecca.
Ahead.
Yep, that's it for now. See you guys later.
Thanks for joining me for the latest news from Pleasantville. See you next time.
Lessons, where each host will talk about one lesson that they learned this week. I will begin by telling you what I learned. I learned today that you should never leave your house full of guests without telling them where you're going.
Okay.
Because I have a bunch of friends over for proper school
studies. I knew
studies.
Where you were going.
Well, yes, Nancy was over at my house and we were studying for the proper school exams. And Samantha reminded me that it's only proper to let them know where I'm going before I leave.
Alrighty, something that I learned. Well, I learned that it feels really, really good to do something without telling them first, something very nice as a surprise for your parents.
Oh.
And I got up really early one morning and I put together some trays for my mommy and daddy of breakfast with grapes and coffee and tarts. And then I creeped up the stairs and I tiptoed in and I crawled up onto their bed and I scooched on over and I said, good morning. And I handed them these trays of food and they were so happy to have bright smiles on their faces first thing in the morning. And so I learned that doing something as a surprise it feels really good.
Well, I learned that you should never put something that you usually put somewhere else. Like,
okay.
if it's something you have has a place in your house, don't put it anywhere else. Because I almost lost my proper school knitted bag.
Where was it?
It was in the big chest that has all of our fancy clothes in it. And I don't know why it was in there. But
probably because we haven't had proper school. You guys haven't had proper school for so long that it got put away in storage.
Buried away probably with your
I think it was
stuff.
With Clara's baking stuff. So she probably found it lying around the kitchen and put it in there. That's what happens when you have a family of 9 people or whatever. You just never know where your stuff's going to get put.
So, Kirsten, what is something that you've learned this week?
I learned, not this week, but in general, that it's good to plan ahead. Because last year, in the middle of the spring, like right now, I mean, whatever this is, winter, I did a painting of my house. Because I had done this painting of my house, I didn't have to cram in a substandard piece of artwork right before the county fair. Instead, I had this glorious painting that I'd already done of my house, all ready for the county fair. And that, I think, is why I got first place. Because I planned ahead.
That's a good one. That's definitely when you get around to the county fair, so nice to look back, and then you probably have so much more time to get it right if you do it early.
Yeah.
No, you do it in that rush, and no wonder you did so well, Kirsten. So what about county fair next year? Have you started your painting?
No, not yet, but I do plan on planning ahead.
Oh, well, that is
That's
smart.
A good plan.
That's it for learning lessons.
Now it's time for Laura's Letter of the Week.
Hi, I'm back, and I have a letter for you all. This one is from Miss Nancy Merriman. It's from Nan to her friend Anna. Hi, Anna. Wow, you're right. That hedgehog sticker really does look like my mammy. How very cute it is. My mammy is cute, but she won't let me sleep all day, which makes me kind of sad. My dollies get to sleep, but not me. What have you been chatting about with your piggies lately? Any good conversations? Wish I had one. Although, I don't know exactly where I'd keep it, as there is not much space left under my bed. I don't like going to singing lessons because I'm not very good at singing, and so Suzanne Wicken, my singing teacher, usually hollers at me. Have you made anything lately? Lovesies and hugsies, Naffy Merriman. The end of Laura's Letter of the Week. Bye.
Did our main discussion this week on NaffyCast. Today we'll be talking about the Parkington's maids, who are different maids than they used to be as of recent times. So changes have happened downstairs at the Parkington's mansion. They have some new maids, some new duties, and some new ways of getting paid. And so there's a whole new system. So the first thing was they had some interviews and lots of people went and tried out for the positions. It's a prestigious place to work at the Parkingtons. And I myself didn't audition, but my best friend Anna did, and she got the position of the scullery maid.
Yep.
I think she might have been the only one who tried out for that job.
No, actually, well, yes, I think she actually did try out for the scullery maid. Usually people try out for the lady's maid and then end up with the scullery maid.
Oh,
but
yeah.
She went straight for the scullery maid. She might have been a lady's maid if she tried, but I think she likes the scullery maid best.
Yeah, she likes working in the kitchen and she likes not having people look at her. So
yes. That's
the perfect place for her because when you're a lady's maid, you have to sort of like always be around when... Upstairs, right?
Yes, and the scullery maid is not usually seen when guests are over.
Mm-hmm.
But
she likes
head
that.
Maids are always around.
Does that mean she gets to wear normal clothes, or does she still need to wear her uniform?
No, she still has to wear her uniform because she does errands outside the house.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
So who else is a maid?
Well, let's see. There's,
What about Megan and Allison? Are they still working there?
Well, Megan is. Allison isn't. She's now the cook for the Grumpy Troll, actually.
Oh, there's a shakeup.
Yes, because Anna stopped her job there, and so did Francisca. And now Francisca is working as a maid at my house. And, so now we have Francisca and Megan are ladies' maids, and then Anna is the scullery maid, and then Suzanne is our new cook.
Not Suzanne Wicken.
Yes, Suzanne Wicken.
Wait,
Suzanne
she's working as a cook for you?
She is.
She's my singing teacher.
She's my neighbor.
She's also Miss Gossip Column.
Yeah.
Does that mean she's sneaking behind the corners listening about your gossip at the dinner table every night?
Well,
I'd be so worried about stuff I'd say would end up in the newspaper.
Well, Suzanne gets to wear whatever she wants, and she stays in the kitchen all the time, mainly unless someone wants to speak with her, like Rebecca or Samantha.
Okay.
But it's quite a prestigious position to be the cook, and we're very grateful to have her, as she has so much experience with serving Lavender Fox for so many years.
That's right.
Oh, you get to eat the same food that Mrs. Fox ate?
That's right.
Can I stay over at your house for dinner tonight?
Well, yes.
Yeah.
So, do you like Mrs. Wickens' cooking better than Allison's?
Well, that's hard to say because Allison had a lot of new creative ideas that I enjoyed. But Suzanne does have that fine European cuisine touch because she studied over there. And so I do love her cooking as well.
Okay, great.
So we have Megan, Anna, Suzanne, and Francisca are all your maids.
That's right.
And then Louisa Hawkins is the head maid, right?
Mm-hmm.
She's the one who tells people what they're supposed to do.
She's also my governess. No, she's not my governess. She's my nanny.
Uh-huh.
I have a nanny, too. Her name is Mammy. Well, her name is Mary, but I say Mammy.
And then, of course, Mr. Hawkins. Mr. Hawkins is our butler, and he takes care of the gardens as well.
So what is the difference? So we talked a little bit, like, Anna doesn't go out in public, but what is the difference between a lady's maid and a scullery maid and a cook and a housekeeper and a nanny?
Louisa, the nanny, takes care of me all the time, makes sure that I make it to my singing lessons and my piano lessons, and makes sure that everything is well in my world. And, then the ladies' maids are in charge of laying out Samantha and Rebecca's clothes and cleaning the rooms and dusting and serving at table. And so they do all that work. And, they answer to Suzanne and Mrs. Hawkins. So they have to refer to Suzanne as Mrs. Wiki.
Oh, okay.
And, yes. And only Louisa can refer to Suzanne as Suzanne. And, then the scullery maid is the one below Suzanne because Suzanne tells her all of the errands that she wants done, and Anna goes about and does all of them for her. And Anna also calls Mrs. Wiki Mrs. Wiki.
Okay.
So when you see these maids, are they allowed to talk to you and ask you stuff? Or do you enter a room and you see a maid and they sort of flurry away and hide behind something whenever you come in?
Anna usually flurries away when I enter a room. But Megan and Francisca are allowed to stay there and just sort of stand in the corner and not say anything unless I ask them something.
Okay. All right. So those are all their duties. Now, how do they get paid?
Well, they get paid every time they do one of their duties. So they each have a list of duties in the maid's quarters. And every time they do one of them, they get paid by Mrs. Hawkins.
Okay, so that's a little bit more efficient than, like, paying them by month.
Yeah, you have to make sure that they're actually doing their work to be paid.
Gosh, yeah, sounds like you could get a lot of money that way.
What, you want to be a lady's maid?
Well, Francisca is one.
Uh-huh. Well, so speaking of which, does anybody else in town have maids?
Come to think of it, there's only one other maid, and she's not technically a maid. She's more like a governess, and that would be my nanny.
Okay. Didn't you have a maid once?
Yes. We had our scullery maid. Her name was Rose. She was really grumpy, and she would only do her duties when people bothered her to, and then she would go around grumbling under her breath about how she was so annoyed to be a scullery maid.
Gosh, that's a crummy maid.
Mm-hmm.
She was. And so, for all that and all that, she ended up leaving on her own. Actually, I can't remember if she left on her own or if my mommy fired her. If that was the case, then it was very quietly done, so I didn't know for sure.
And so, now, wasn't there a servant at the Wiccan's house once?
Yeah, her name was Crab Patch.
Crab Patch?
Yeah, Miss Crab Patch.
All right.
You know what? Well, Crab Patch, I think she was Mrs. Wickens' maid, and she's the person that Suzanne would blame all her troubles on. So if, say, Suzanne hiccuped or did something improper, she would say, "Oh, that wasn't me. That was Crab Patch."
Oh, wow.
Okay, all right.
Poor Crab Patch had to do all of the chores and also take on doing all the things that Suzanne did wrong were her fault. But I actually know Mr. Crab Patch. He was my piano teacher once.
Seriously?
It's a small world after all.
Well, all right, so then if there are so few maids in Pleasantville, really, why doesn't everybody have a maid?
Not enough people have as many things to do as the Perkingtons do in that big house.
Yes, we do have rather a large establishment to take care of, and...
I mean, right. You here at your house, Kirsten. How many of you? There are 6 of you, and there's 1 room.
Right. We don't need anybody to help us clean the house. Well, maybe we do, but we should do it anyway because it's our house.
And you have all this property, so you might hire sort of a field hand or something. But
well,
not
but
a,
now
not
Pater's
me.
All grown up. He can help out with that, right, Pater?
Yeah.
Uh huh.
Hey, everybody.
Who am I? Sorry. Yeah.
All right. Thanks, Pater.
So, no, I have a mammy, but nobody else has a maid besides that.
Mm-hmm.
So, the Parkingtons, you guys are really lucky.
Yeah.
Yes.
Well, you'll have to let us know if it works this time around, because it kind of fell apart last time. But it sounds like you've got it figured out this time, that it'll probably work a little longer.
I hope so.
All right, well... Is that the end of our main discussion?
That's off, unless anybody else has something to say about maids.
Nope.
Toodaloo.
Nope. All right, bye.
Now it's time for the NaFiCast Quickfire Quiz with NaFi and the co-hosts.
Quickfire Quiz. All right, we have quite a few of these, so let's be fast. We're going to go Teresa, Nan, Rebecca, me. Okay?
I'm always first.
Yes. All right, Quickfire Quiz. Question number 1. Teresa, what is your favorite kind of music?
My favorite kind of music. I like... Well, certainly not that baseball music that Elizabeth plays. I love piano music.
All right, Nan?
Oh, I love my favorite kind of music is classical harpsichord concertos.
Okay, Rebecca?
I love salsa music.
Okay, I like fiddle music. All right, Teresa, do you like elephants or chimpanzees better?
The elephants are rather...
Come on,
quick
fire.
Which one comes to mind?
Elephants.
Elephants.
Chimpanzees are funny and goofy and cute.
Rebecca.
Chimpanzees. Oh, chimpanzees.
Okay, I will even it out and say elephants because I really don't have a preference. Teresa, if you could be in a different time period, what would it be?
Not modern. Oh, colonial.
Okay.
If I could be in a time period, I want to be one that's morphed. All of them combined, so I get the best of all the worlds.
That's kind of what Pleasantville is.
I like it here.
Okay. Rebecca?
You don't really know about any.
Okay.
Besides the one you're in.
So you
right.
You like yours?
Yeah, sure.
Okay. I'd like to try modern. I think it would be fun. All right. Teresa, what is your birthday?
November 1st.
October 13th. Or 12th. October 12th.
My birthday, June 6th.
Mine is June 8th.
That's okay. Awesome.
Yeah, we have similar birthdays. Okay, Teresa, fruits or vegetables?
Fruits or vegetables? Fruits!
Fruit.
Veggies.
Veggies. Okay, Teresa, favorite holiday besides Christmas?
Oh, favorite Valentine's Day.
My favorite holiday besides Christmas... is definitely by a long shot completely and totally Halloween because I like to scare myself and everybody else. I'm just itching and twitching to scare myself.
Hey, Rebecca.
Easter.
Really? Okay, mine is, I think it's Thanksgiving because we get to go to Teresa's house and have an awesome meal.
Yes.
Okay, Teresa. The thing you are looking forward to at this moment the most?
The Valentine's party or ball, whatever it turns out to be.
Okay.
I'm looking forward to the day after proper school exams when I can finally relax.
Okay.
I'm looking forward to the day my house is finally figured out.
Okay. I'm looking forward to the county fair this year when I can enter the art competition again.
Did you plan ahead so far?
Right.
Right.
Okay, Teresa, reading or writing?
Writing.
Okay.
Writing.
Reading.
I think I would say reading. Teresa, talking or listening?
Oh, talking.
Talking. Talking.
Talking. I think that's why we're all on this podcast. Okay, Teresa, favorite accessory? This is the last question. Favorite accessory?
You mean that I wear?
Something that you own. That's your favorite
accessory. My dolls!
That's not really an accessory.
Yeah, it's sort of something you wear, something like that you bring around on your person.
Oh, on my person. Well, I do love this coat I'm wearing right now with the fur on it and the tartan. Yes, I like my coat.
Okay.
And I like my hats and everything like that.
Uh-huh. All right, great.
I like my mob cap, especially when I put it on backwards.
What about your boots?
I like those two when the jingle bells are on. And okay. I like two, please.
Yes.
My boots and my hat.
Okay. Rebecca, what's your favorite accessory?
A hair bow.
You have a hair bow?
Yeah.
Okay. My favorite accessory is this leather pouch that Kaya gave me that I don't have on right now, but I carry it around. I actually gave it to somebody on the big winter hunt as like a good luck charm, but I don't have it right now, but I like it because it's cool. All right. So that wraps up Quick Fire Quiz. We will see you all next time. By the way, if you have ideas for the Quick Fire Quiz, please send them to us at NafiCast, NafyCast, at hotmail.com. And we will include them on the next episode.
I promise you we'll read your emails.
Yes.
They make us happy every time we click on them and open them and read them from you. So send them in.
All right.
Yes, please.
On to the next segment.
Time for Nafi's Rambles. You get to listen to Nafi ramble for 3 whole minutes about a word that I just picked randomly. Enjoy!
Hey there, everybody. It's Nafi. And I'm whispering because everybody else has left the room, and I'm supposed to do my Nafi's Rambles.
So it's sort of a secret, and they're not going to know what I talk about. This is my solo rambling time. Again, I've got a word to talk about. Only one word. But it's a really cute one. And so this word that I'm going to talk about here is actually, just kidding, it's two words. And the two words are Google Eyes. Anybody know what Google Eyes are? You can find them at craft stores and things, and they're the little eyes that are on crafts that they have this little, the pupil that's in the inside, and when you shake it, it wiggles around. So if you have it on your doll and you shake the doll, the Google Eyes go and they wiggle around like that in a really funny way. And they're comical looking. They're actually hilarious looking. And you can put them on almost anything to make it look like a cute little character. So you can put them on dolls, like my Mars dolls have Google Eyes on them. And you could put them on, well, guess what I've seen it on before? A rock. You could put Google Eyes on a rock, and then that rock can see. So you can do a favor to any object around you by gluing on Google Eyes to give it eyes to see the world with. You could put eyes on a chair. You could put eyes on a letter that you're sending to somebody so that you can see them. You can put them on a Valentine's Day. This Valentine's Day coming up as a very nice, special thing. And you can even put them in storybooks. I have this book in my hand right now just because I'm here at the Larsons. It's one that is Pater's. And it's called The Monster at the End of This Book, starring lovable furry old Grover. It's a Sesame Street book. And there's this blue fuzzy guy on the front cover with a pink nose. His name is Grover. And to give him a little more character, somebody has glued Google Eyes over the drawings of his eyes on the front cover artwork. So, this little guy who was cute before is now doubly, triply, quadruply cute. And as well as being lovable and furry the way he already was. So you see, you can cutify almost anything in the world with the idea of these Google Eyes. This is amazing stuff right here. If everything had Google eyes, the world would be a cuter place. The people on the world would be nicer people because of seeing all this cuteness. And you can't really be angry or sad or bothered or whatever those sad things are if you're seeing cute things around you all day, every day. This is big stuff. And I've talked about all this bigness for 3 minutes of Google Eyes. So go forth, find your Google Eyes, and make the world a cuter place. I'll see you in the next part. Bye.
The end. That was Noffy's Rambles, everybody.
Welcome to Mrs. Merriman's Household Management column. Here I will be reading my articles from the Pleasantville Gazette, telling you how to make your home proper, clean, and organized.
You're not my mom.
It's just that you're really not my mom.
Well, obviously.
Alright, now let me go. Welcome back to the Household Management column. As the clouds fill the sky, and I urge my little Rachel to see to her duties and practice her dances for the upcoming school year, I sit and reflect on the beneficial qualities of work, order, and discipline in a lady's household. The decision of the Parkington girls to rehire their help has gotten me thinking about the benefits for young girls in work and order. My girls have never had to work for a living, of course, but I still like to make sure that they know the importance of a little work and of always being responsible for their surroundings. I have talked to many ladies and mothers in my position, and some think that they should not allow their children to even get their little fingers wet and wash a dish. They believe that those sorts of tasks are degrading. I believe that in moderation, these are strengthening activities for young girls. My girls all have lists of things they can do to help around the house. They take in the laundry, hang it on the line, wash dishes, help in the kitchen, help me with the gardening, make their beds, feed their pets and our horse, can jellies and jams, and work at our family store. I especially love the work that we all share as we help to make our general store a success. My children get such pleasure in helping out at the store and creating new items that it is a very wonderful way to spend time together and learn real-world skills at the same time. None of these activities is keeping them from being proper young ladies and gentlemen. Far to the contrary, I believe it is good for them. So, mothers, if you have been wondering whether your daughters should work or if you should leave them sitting proudly on a cushion rather than getting their faces wet, I would encourage you to give them some little duties and see how it changes their behavior. They will become more disciplined, more grateful, and more interested in life. Washing dishes in the river is a wonderful example of this. Because of our time period, we, of course, do not have running water. Ever since she was a young girl, my Rachel's duty has been to take the dinner dishes out to the river and wash them there with soap and cold water. It is a task that she has done every day, once or twice, for most of her young life. Some days it is pleasant with the breezes blowing and sun coming down and birds singing in the trees. Other days it is cold and wet, and there may be a storm on the way. She does it anyway, no matter what the weather. Our neighbors, the Montoyas, also value hard work for their children. Mrs. Montoya's... Mrs. Montoya's youngest daughter's chore is also to wash the dishes in the same stream. Excuse me. And so her and Rachel have met on opposite sides of the river for many years to wash their dishes and hold polite conversations with each other. What better training could there be for a young girl to be responsible and polite and ladylike despite her conditions? Set up a few responsibilities for your daughters and sisters, sons and brothers. Then see what an improvement it makes. You may hear some grumbling, but I believe that exposure to work and responsibility in the end makes a much more genuinely grateful and polite child and eventually adult. Try it out, and I wish you much success in your venture.
Here are letters that you have sent to me in Noffy's mailbag.
Hello, fellow listeners. We have come to the section of this episode where we read letters from the mailbag.
Yay!
So take it away, Teresa. What's the first letter?
Well, the first letter, oh dear, is from Ladybug. And she asks, what happened to NaviCast?
What happened indeed? Where did NaviCast go? Well,
it's right here.
It went for a while, and it's back.
Yes.
It disappeared, went off, and had some healthy, relaxing time, and here it's back, better than ever before, I hope.
Yeah.
And hopefully more consistently coming.
We always say we want to do it more consistently, we always do, but something happened, I don't know what.
I know, we had a very good schedule going there. We had a Valentine's episode, and then we had an April Fool's episode, and then it just sort of stopped.
It dropped off the face of the planet, fell off a cliff.
And it's not because we haven't been doing stuff, we've been doing a ton of stuff.
Don't worry.
We just haven't gotten around to doing episodes about it.
When it fell off that cliff, it landed on a fluffy, soft cloud, and then onto a mattress, and then fell down onto a comfy bed, and now it's had a healthy sleep. So now we're waking up again.
Now it's gonna bounce back.
Boing!
Oh, yes. All right, the next one. I'm not sure who it's from, but it says, "Hiya, Nafi. Oh, my name is Elizabeth Cole, and I am from Libertyville. I was wondering, what is Heather's role in the Montoya family? I would also love it if you could have Mr. Larson as your co-host. I will be writing lots more in the future."
All right, well, we have somebody who could answer that question for us right here. Rebecca, what is Heather's role in the Montoya family?
Heather cleans the prayer room, and she dusts.
Well, those are those things that she does as her chores, but I mean in your family.
Like, do you know where she comes from? Because she's not your mom's daughter, right?
Well, I don't know.
You don't know where she came from? Do you remember when she was... She wasn't always with you when you were born.
She's been there as long as I remember. Hmm. I mean, we're kind of the same age.
But she's not your sister. Have you ever asked your mama about
her? Never thought about that.
Or asked her where she comes from?
Nope.
Well, I thought you two were best friends.
We are.
Hey.
Sorry. I mean, we're all three good friends. My brother's my best friend, but she's like my sister, so she's a good friend, too.
Okay. All right.
So I have no idea.
Well, maybe you should ask her sometime.
Yeah, maybe.
Okay, so we don't know.
Yes. There's a story there somewhere.
I've never thought about that.
I have too, but I don't know who to ask about it and be polite about it. So if anybody has information on Heather, maybe we should ask, maybe we should have Heather on, and she can tell her whole life story.
Maybe.
That would be very, very intriguing.
Yes. Yeah.
Well, now we have several suggestions for future co-hosts, Mr.
Hey,
Larson and
Mr.
Heather
Larson.
Hidden.
Yeah.
He's right over here. Hey, Mr. Larson, do you want to be a guest host sometime on this show?
Sure.
How about you make a cameo? Why don't you say hello to the microphone?
Hello, microphone.
Well, and more like to our listeners than to the microphone. The microphone's just a tool between us and them.
Hello, listeners.
That's Mr. Larson.
Next letter says, "Dear Nafi, I have some questions for you. Could you have the new character in Pleasantville be a guest host?"
Yes.
Yes, next one. "Will you put the Grumpy Troll recipes on the recipe page? Does anyone in Pleasantville do gymnastics like McKenna? Nafi, what's the best part about making Nafi's jammies? Please say hi to Teresa and Kirsten."
Hi.
Waffle dolls.
Kirsten, what about these Grumpy Troll recipes? Do you think they're going to put them up on the website?
Oh, I don't know.
No, that's sort of up to Allison. She's the one who cooks them.
Allison's the new cook, so
she'd
that would be up to her.
She'd have to allow somebody to come in with a camera and tape her doing it.
But that's a good idea. They're kind of like jumbo recipes, so they make huge pots full of soup instead of like one bowl of soup. So that'd be nice to see, like a big recipe.
Yes, and gymnastics. Pleasantville. I don't know of anyone, but Ji Li did used to do some sort of thing in China with them. Gymnastics and singing opera and playing her air who and things.
I'm not
sure
about...
Well, let's ask her about it.
Oh,
acrobatics.
But I do acrobatics up onto the top of my bed sometimes. And I
what are acrobatics?
Acrobatics. A gymnastics. They're athletic, crazy moves that a person can do.
Yeah.
Wow.
And, Navi, what's the best part about making Navi's jammies?
That people like eating them.
Okay. All right, moving on to our next letter. This is from Maida, who we said we sang happy birthday to.
NaviCast. Hi, Maida.
Yes,
she says,
hello.
"Dear Navi, thank you for singing happy birthday on NaviCast. It was really nice." From Maida.
You're welcome.
All right, and now...
It's your birthday.
Here's a letter from Annabelle. Taylor just told me... I think Taylor's her doll. Taylor just told me she wants to know what the first thing Nafi would do was when she gets to Mars.
First thing I would do when I got to Mars was get out of my spaceship, and I would take my Mars dolls on a tour of the landscape.
Okay.
We would go on a walk in Mars.
All right.
And we would hop up and down and fly a little bit because we'd have zero gravity.
All right.
Careful not to float away too far.
Yeah.
Now, let's see. Teresa, do you know the answer to this one? This is a question from Kendall and her Nafi. It is, she's always wondered, who did Laura Windmill's braids? Was it one of us, or was it at an event, or what?
Well, it was at an event.
Actually, I know.
Yeah, and wait, Teresa, you don't know this stuff.
I thought you just asked me.
You were in Camp Googlevoggin when this happened. How do you know?
She asked you, but you don't know the answer.
Why did you just ask me then?
Oh, I don't know, but I would know because, see, I know Laura, and... It was at Camp Piney Point.
No, like, it wasn't.
What? Oh, no, just kidding. Okay, so we've talked about this before, but Josefina went on this giant Hawaii cruise for her birthday once, which I think I was on. I think all of us went. All us big kids went. And it was like this cruise, and we all learned how to hula dance, and there was like this huge water park on the cruise boat and really great restaurant and stuff, and there was always like this Hawaiian luau music playing and stuff. And one of the things that we could do was to get our hair braided by some people there. And so Laura got her hair braided. I think Megan got her hair braided. I think Rose got her hair braided. I think Allison got her hair braided.
Wow.
I think Felicity just got, like, one little braid. I don't think she got all her hair braided.
That'd be cool.
But anyway, so eventually then, Rose and Megan took theirs out, and Allison, and Laura was the only one that kept hers in. And she has 52 little braids all over her head. And there are beads on the end of each braid, so it sounds really cool when she shakes her head.
Except for most of them had fallen off by now.
Right, most of them are fallen off. But she used to change the beads for, like, different holidays. So she'd wear, like, red, white, and blue beads for 4th of July. And then she'd wear, like, green and red and white beads for Christmas time. But now it's just pretty much braided hair.
Well, you think
I don't
that's
think she's ever taken them out.
Nope.
Kind of high maintenance to change the beads for every holiday. But then again, she doesn't ever have to brush her hair.
True.
That's really handy. If only I could put my hair in braids, I'd probably have about 1,000 of them with a stringy mop of hair.
So anyway, that's where Laura got her braids.
So, here's another one. Hi, Nafi, Teresa, and Kirsten. My dolls, Molly and Emily, and I adore Nafi Cast. Molly likes Nafi's rambles. Emily loves the gossip section. She was literally rolling on the floor giggling at the last one. Molly thought she was having a heart attack.
Uh-oh.
And I really like the guest hosts. You guys are super amazing. Thanks.
Thanks.
Now for... Oh, shucks. Wait, Rebecca. What, I'm a guest host? Yeah, well, you're right. She hasn't heard you yet, though. Right, but I'm sure she likes me. You guys are super amazing, she says. That's so sweet. Now for a few questions. Nan, what is your favorite and least favorite sections of NaviCast? Ooh. My favorite section, I really, really like the quickfire quiz, and I like live in the studio, and I like having guest hosts.
Okay, what's your least favorite?
The truth of the matter is I don't really like the letter of the week or the news section, because I'm not really in them.
Oh, I see.
It's sort of boring.
Yeah, all right. Well, thanks for being honest.
Yes.
You're welcome.
Okay, Teresa.
Anytime.
Do you prefer jam or jelly on your toast?
What's the difference?
Okay, I see.
Jam and
jelly. If you don't know the difference, then it's fine.
Oh, all right.
I want to know. What is the difference between jam and jelly?
I don't know. Somebody tell us.
Help.
What's the difference?
I make jam, so I should know what jam is. That's mushed up fruit with sugar and other spices put in a jar. But what's jelly? Help.
Strawberry jelly?
Kirsten, here's a question.
Okay.
Actually, two. Oh. How many siblings do you have?
I have three siblings.
What are their
Anna,
names?
Britta, and Peter.
Oh, great. Thank you. And what is your favorite season and why?
I like the summertime because I can ride my horses and that's when the county fair is.
Good reasons. All of you. Mm-hmm. So, you guys are super duper awesome. Lots of love from Sabrina, Molly, and Emily with a little heart next to
it. Thank you.
Thank all of you for writing. All of you who wrote to Nafi's mailbag, we really appreciate it and hope to hear more from you.
Got any questions for Nafi? Send them in to nafecast@hotmail.com.
Episode is coming to a close with only a few more words for us to say to you.
Uh-huh.
But before we get to our next week's episode, which is only a week away, it's not that long, and I'm saying this because it's a new year and it's about time to put down some resolutions.
Right.
All
the way at the end of
January. I highly resolve that I will try my hardest to make this podcast for the people as often as I can.
Weekly?
Well,
that's 52 podcasts a year, Nan.
Now, you see, perfect. You have to make sure that that will work with all of our schedules as well. I mean, it may be easy for you, but...
Are you saying I don't do anything?
No, of course not. Not after your mother's management column, really.
That's right. I work on stuff all the time.
So do I.
Okay, so anyway, it may be next week, but it hopefully will be quite soon.
Yes.
And in the meantime, here's a challenge for you listeners. Mm-hmm. If you go to ourdolls.net, I challenge you and your dolls to go to the recipes page and find one of my family's recipes on the Merriman's recipe page. Open it up and find one that has me in it doing recipes and do it with your dolls. It's really fun, and you end up with a good dish of good food afterwards.
Awesome! I might do that. I need some new recipes.
Ooh, yummy, yes!
So that's the challenge of the week. So have fun with that, and if you feel like it, you're welcome to go around to the other pages of families in Pleasantville and do their recipes, too.
Yeah, like some of mine.
Yeah, Kirsten has one, Speedy Scrambled Eggs.
Yeah, and Teresa has one, Blackberry, something or other.
Cobbler. I thought you did mushrooms with oil and lemon.
Oh, maybe.
Well, either way, check out the recipes section.
So, if you have a question to be on the show, make sure to send us an email, because we'd love to read what your questions are. And so that's nafecast@hotmail.com.
Also, your quick-fire quiz suggestions.
Uh-huh.
And next week on the episode, we're going to have Zhili come in and talk.
That's Zhili Zhang, who now lives
Zhili
with Alex.
Zhang. Like you're sheshing somebody.
Shang. Shang.
Okay. Shang.
Okay.
Yes.
So she'll be on. So if you have any specific questions for Zhili, then send those in.
Yes.
And we'd also like to thank Rebecca for coming on.
Yes. Thanks for coming, Becca.
Yeah.
You're welcome.
Fun to see ya.
De nada.
And good luck with all your getting ready for the proper school exams, both you and Teresa and me.
Yeah, good luck with that.
Yeah,
good
sure.
luck, Kirsten, on what you're doing. And
good luck, Brenna. Thanks.
Yeah.
I need it. So do I. You want to work on homework now?
Yeah. Guys, we're not done with this yet. Come back.
Sorry.
All we have is one more goodbye. We're going to go around the circle and say goodbye and see you next time. So I'll start. Goodbye. See you next time.
Goodbye. See you next time.
Goodbye. See you next time.
Everybody,
Laura's doing news.
Mic check, 1, 2, microphone check.
Hello.
Check, check, 1, 2, check, check, 1, 2.
Hey, what's up,
Is it back?
And our special ghost of the season. And our very special guest this season. Our very special guest this episode is
our very own Rebecca Montoya. Welcome, Rebecca.
Hi, I'm your very special ghost.
Yeah, you're a very special ghost.
You're not a ghost, you're a real person.
We should have had you for the Halloween episode, except there wasn't one.
Yay! But you see, Papa has started a new business with is he my uncle?
He's your brother-in-law.
Yeah.
That's weird. Yeah. Well, he's Tomas, and him and my papa have started a business. Now, what do you really think, Becca?
Britta.
Oh, hi, Britta.
You're not on this podcast.
Hey, Britta, how you doing?
Hi. You can be a guest host another time. Right now, it's Rebecca's turn for the spotlight.
Okay, I'll shut up. Good luck, Rebecca. Thanks.
Well, I wasn't going to tell you to shut up. I would never say to shut up. But just maybe hold your opinion to another episode.
Okay.
Thanks.
Okay, well, yeah. I'm not really sure. Because Francisco wants to not move in, so I want to be like Francisco, so I wanted to move in.
Rebecca, what did you learn?
I learned to never put something that you put in a usual place in some... Oh, it's still recording.
Yeah.
Okay, I thought there was something wrong with it.
No, alright, so Rebecca, what did you learn this week?
People or whatever. You just never know where your stuff's gonna get put.
How many people do you have when Anna and Tomas move in with you?
Well, let's see. I'm 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6.
Oh, no,
I can't think
that hard.
9, 10, 11.
You have 11 people in your house.
Even with Juan and Antonio?
Yep.
Uh-huh. Oh, wow, that's a lot.
It's all of y'all. Yeah. She was Mrs. Wiccan's maid, and she would, she's sort of the person that Suzikin... she's the person...
Suzikin.
She's the person that Suzanne would blame all her troubles on. October 12th.
No idea.
Rebecca. Okay, you better ask your mom about that.
I'm a Gemini.
Really? So am I.
Really?
Uh-huh.
So maybe I'm June 6th.
Okay.
June. Okay.
You girl.
Ouch, I got stuck. Sorry.
Oh, you got stabbed by a hook.
Be still and quiet, girls. Like little angels, be quiet.
Fly,
oh dear, where is the thing? Oh, here it is. Oh my, tiny. Mrs. Merriman's household... Oh, yes. Welcome back to the household management column.